Will I interest you in little vintage porn whilst we're waiting to be briefed on the VC's movements? Usually speeds things up. It's a little treat I give all my temps. Lady Valda, hands make circles around the stable's girl's breasts, which get harder and harder, and it hurts, but the girl says nothing. Lady Valda smooths her hand down over the stable girl's warm, soft belly, down between her legs. To her delight, she finds a mound of soft, curly hair. Good old Valda and the stable girl. We've been through some droughts together, but I think it's time to leave you behind, ready for the next incumbent. I shall miss your endless lunchtime romps with all those beer asses being pony-whipped in the hay for misdemeanours on polo day. Who am I kidding? I know them by heart, blow by blow. Anyway, sex happens in the mind. Where are all the real lesbians hiding, Amanda? They're a dying breed. Not you. You're from Temps Anonymous. There's hundreds of you, love. Everything's slowly being rebranded for straight men. I've been there myself. 80 quid for a glorified crop cut for all Demi Moores at the Golden Scissors. Hi, I'm Gordon. I'm raving queer. His words, not mine. He said, how long since you changed your lipstick? I said, I wouldn't know where to stick a lipstick, even if you stuck a dildo on it. He said, I can see we're going to get on. You're going to be one of my ladies. I said, you've got a shocking hair lip. He said, the hospital said it's benign. I said, that's what they've told you. He said, sit down, Trish. I'm going to take 20 years off you. He doesn't wear underpants, and he put me straight on reality TV stars. Apparently, they were prostitutes. If he's right, it does alter things somewhat. Would you want to be locked up in a house for 11 weeks with a handful of hookers in what looks like a detention centre? You'd need a fair bit of loose change to make a go of it. Are we any nearer connecting to the VC yet, Amanda? Did they explain the telephone to you at your Jehovah Witness-funded City Academy? I think I'll ask for Claire without an eye next time I book. No offence. You get a nicer glass of tea when she does it. Anyway, Gordon, the hairdresser, prods the bag too hard. Right, yes, but an A button B would be a good idea. That transfers you. Oh, let's live it up, Amanda. Let's press the red button. And we're on hold. Good, this is where I do disclosure and give you some full and frank background to me and your line manager. So many people lie these days, but I believe the truth is much more interesting. So I came out in 1982, the day before they closed the metal mines in a Clover, County Wicklow. Are we sitting comfortably? Because I'm not. Cheap college furniture, half of it's stuck up my arse, so unhygienic. I'm older than most of it. I faked being straight for most of my early 18s. Jumped the dart into Dublin every weekend, Grafton Street on a Friday night to get a face full of the rides you could handle. Saturday night, McGrath's disco spot with plastic glasses, plastic people, and the lads wanting you to lick your way around the rim. Go on, stick your tongue down there, love, and get them out for the boys type thing. But getting a girlfriend to rip my tights off because it was what I wanted was way out of my league. I was wanting anything of a hip. Like a cancer stick, only I knew I had. I pretended nothing was wrong and there was no big secret that I had to unleash on the world that would change my life forever. Then I met my openly gay Irish friend in Dublin, Siobhan. She wouldn't leave the house until she'd sprayed on a full bottle of Lemon. She wore pencil skirts in all colours of the rainbow with a big split up the arse. Got higher and higher as the night drew on. Soon after we met, she let go of her job as a staff nurse at the Rotunda Hospital to travel the world. She got as far as Belgium. I think there was some problem with her visa, or the Euros. One thing you remember for the rest of your life, much more than killing your own child under anaesthetic, is kissing a woman for the first time. I remember feeling God's condemnation, hearing his voice, sexual love of a woman is wrong, it's not productive. That was before we could purchase infants from China. I was waiting for the stars to fall down on the sky. I remember how iridescent navy blue the sky looked at that moment. They were like my tights, only they weren't ripped. I wore prawn cracker eyeliner and peacock blue mascara. and it was all dangling down my face. I just wanted to take a razor to my wrist, long ways, it's more effective, because there was no way in hell I would be allowed out of that closet. No way, no chance, never, not in this house, as my dad put it. He kept going on until he drew blood, my blood, all over the bathroom wall, and I didn't do a thing. Because all I could think of was how badly I wanted to get out of this fucking closet. My life hit a wall. Someone like Razor, well, she makes you feel like the pain of life is worth living. I let my demons go during her amazing blowjobs. I recommend them to anyone. I really do. Rosa slides down onto her bare knees. She's got the slimmest calves, tanned golden brown legs and skin soft as butter. Her thumbs grab my thighs and pull them apart. Her face is so close to me I can feel the warmth of her breath getting hotter as she moves into me. Then it goes cold from her tongue inside me. But the feeling is hotter than molten lava. My tongue whips in and out and I come again and again. I'd sell my soul and all the prospects that go with it just for that moment. Then she gets up, French kisses me deep, her hands holding my head against the wall. The French kiss is so total and absorbing and horny, and my back is pinned against the wall. She gets the perfect angle. Sends me right over the rainbow every time.